Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Here's the deal. Fast food places are getting away with absolute murder, okay? I get the sealing of the bag, the germs bouncing around, people getting COVID, okay? But you know what else that little seal was for, that Taco Bell sticker that closed the bags? I'll tell you what it was for. It was for motherfucking DoorDash drivers that are a little bit hungry. They start stabbing in, taking fries. Next thing you know, you're short a taco. Where's the blame fall? It's going to go to Taco Bell. But they're taking advantage of the system.
Mm.
I went to Taco Bell today. I literally said, heavy. I go, a ton of sauce. She said, hot sauce? I said, a lot of hot sauce. She said, a lot? I said, yes. A lot of hot sauce.
A lot.
I drove around. Guess what? They fucking closed the bag with their little sticker. And you just got to be like a nice little happy camper. Thank you for the tacos. And I trust you. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that Taco Bell does this on a regular basis. But it only you can do good a million times. Anybody that's over the age of 30, or you probably realize, you can do a good a million times. You can only do bad once.
I guarantee you.
No soft time.
After COVID hit. There was a mandate from the top.
Yep.
The top executives at Taco Bell were like, listen, first time, put no sauce in there. 95% of the people won't open the bag and catch it.
I'm not opening the bag. I feel disrespectful. Like, let me check your shit. Rip. Before I could at least dive my hand in there, feel around, my fat mitt knows, like, if there's anywhere I'm going to thrive if I'm ever blind is when I reach into a bag of food. Because my hand can feel around and I'll be like, oh, that's 2 Supreme Chalupas, 5 Crispies, a fucking churro, and some nachos. And I can push the side of the little container. And I know that's nacho cheese in there. I know the consistency on the outside of the plastic container of the nacho cheese compared to anything else in there.
This just happened to me at Taco Bell. My lady and I go through. She clearly says, get a lot of mild sauce.
Yeah.
Get a lot. Just like you said, a lot, which means a lot. More than just a few. There's a couple. There's a few. And then there's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I said, can we get a lot of mild sauce, please? And a lot of fire sauce. Mild for her, fire for me. Mm-hmm. So we get up to the window. We get our bag. And it thankfully did not have the sticker. And I said, go ahead and look in the bag because there's not going to be any sauce in there.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's fine. It's go. I just need a couple. And I go, no. You misunderstood me. There's not going to be any sauce in there. She goes through. Guess what? No sauce. So I sat at the window. No one there. They're all doing their thing. And so I just wait, make the people behind me wait. Mm-hmm. And then finally someone looks and gives me a double take and like, oh, and then rushes to the window. I'm sorry. Do you need something? And I was like, yeah, I was supposed to get a lot of mild sauce and a lot of fire sauce. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll come back. Now, to their credit, probably the most attractive staff I've ever seen at a Taco Bell. I don't know if they went through like, you know, some kind of teen magazine and went on like a recruiting thing at this one particular Taco Bell location. Probably the prettiest set of teenage girls I've ever seen gathered together in one fast food restaurant.
Probably a shallow manager.
Probably. And I see the little assistant manager girl comes over. I'm assuming it's her dad that owns the place.
It's franchisable.
So she says, I'm sorry, what did you need? And I said, yeah, I just asked for a lot of mild sauce and a lot of fire sauce. And she goes, okay, I'll be right back. Brings me a bag that was every bit as big as the bag that held our like 6 burritos. And it was stuffed full of fire and mild sauce. Like they have crates in there. Just pallets stocked with boxes full of sauces that they've been stockpiling during COVID just in case the big one hits. I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're thinking we can, if the apocalypse hits, we have enough hot sauce to start our own empire, like our own following. People, like, we will be the kings of our domain. Like, people will flock and want to be part of our army just to have access to all the hot sauce that we have stockpiled over the last year. And I you know what? Solid point. Solid point.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to play devil's advocate to my own self here, Todd. I'm Taco Bell. I normally go up. I go up and above, or whatever the fuck, beyond my norm, beyond what I'm supposed to, the norm of giving people sauce. Because McDonald's can eat a bowl of shit. We all know how tight they play with sauce. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Taco Bell is giving away the house 99% of the time. So is this again me at a crossroads of a little thing called fucking shrapnel? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just got caught was the fast food shrapnel. Normally I'm on the other end of the fucking barrel, man. I'm shooting because I got so much hot sauce. It's like a hot sauce shotgun. But this time I was on the other side. I got fucking clipped with no hot sauce gun. You don't get no hot sauce gun.
And how are you going to eat Taco Bell without sauce? I mean, it's a package deal. You don't eat if you eat Taco Bell, if you're a listener of this show and you eat your Taco Bell and you don't put any of the Taco Bell sauces on your food.
Subscribe now.
Just hit it. Hit the unsubscribe button.
Right,
you're done.
Now.
You're done.
Out. You're out. We want you guys here. We don't need you here. We love you. If you're eating Taco Bell tacos with no sauce, please kindly hit pause. And go ahead and unsubscribe and go listen to a shit podcast, not these two fucking awesome gentlemen.
Yeah, go listen to a podcast that has no flavor whatsoever, because that's what you're used to putting into your mouth. Yeah. You might as well put it into your ear holes.
Let me guess, you when you get real hungry, do you go outside and get on all fours and snack on grass, friend?
Are you mowing your own lawn, just crawling around like a goat?
And then eating it?
Because that's what you're doing.
The trail of grass clippings on the left side of the mower? Is that where you just follow your dad when he's mowing and you just eat that? And you don't even drink out of the hose?
Jeez. Are you eating unsalted peanuts? I mean, is that what you're trying to tell me? Like you're going to a store and you're buying organic unsalted peanuts?
Listen, we're digging this deep, because I'll tell you right now, if I really sit back and look at my situation, at this point, I'm buying the hot sauce and they're throwing the food in free. Okay? Give me the hot sauce. Who the fuck is the leader here? The sauce is the leader. The taco's nothing but a vessel going straight to my face. And guess who's on board? Hot sauce. And guess what? That's what the real deal is. It's what's on the ship. Not the ship itself is not going to come in and create change. It's the fucking sauce coming in.
I want to talk to the CHSO, the Chief Hot Sauce Officer of Taco Bell.
Yeah, now.
I think now. His name's Tim Downing.
Now, Tim.
Bring him
now.
Here. Come on, Tim. What's going on?
Let's put a bounty on him. Alive, though.
Alive.
$50. You get the CHO in here. The CHSO. The Chief Hot Sauce Operator. Get him in here. Into the podcast. Whatever you got to do, bounty hunter style. But we want him alive and unharmed.
I want to talk to him right now. And while we're at it, you mentioned McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
How in the wild world of sports are you going to try to make me believe that you think that one, even two ketchup packets is going to be enough for my quarter pounder, my extra cheeseburger, and this large order of fries?
Hem them up. Hem them up.
How in good God's creation is that enough ketchup for all the product I just ordered and then you passed me through that window? You get your happy ass back to the back and you hunt down some more packets and you bring them to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. You got a full staff. You're a goddamn corporation.
I want to talk to the CKO, the Chief Ketchup Officer of McDonald's.
He's hiding. That guy lives in some back of some gated community because he has no safety in these streets. The McDonald's CKO is a fucking piece of shit.
He lives in a gated community with his driveway is half a mile long, and it leads on a, it's a winding driveway that goes back to his mansion. Behind his mansion is an Olympic sized swimming pool filled with ketchup. All the ketchup is going to his mansion and in his pool for his fat ass kids to dive into
and dip their fries, their hot fries,
dip their fucking fries into this giant Olympic sized pool of ketchup.
And also their breakfast hash browns in the morning.
Yeah.
And their McMuffins.
Don't even get me started on that, on the breakfast menu.
What and I'm going to be real that. Honest. You know, I know they're pieces of shit. Because if I'm the corporate leader of McDonald's, guess what? I'm going to have one of those mall-sized ones, the small ones in the airport. I'm going to even have half a size of that one and put it in my house. I bet you they haven't even done that. I bet you they don't even have a fucking kiosk to make their family fresh McDonald's at home.
I bet
they
don't.
They're the leader. They're the leader, Todd.
I mean, what are you doing? You have a swimming pool full of ketchup and you don't have your own kiosk in there? With teenagers just constantly making you fresh McDonald's food?
Bet you I know who does.
Who's that?
I bet you I know.
Who?
Cinnabon.
Oh, you know that the CEO of Cinnabon has one.
He's got a kiosk for sure. At least a fully staffed, I'd say 5 to 10 people running her fucking at home Cinnabon kiosk. You know why? Cinnabon has respect.
They do have respect. And they're the best kiosk in the game. They've won best kiosk, what, 3 decades in a row now?
Yeah, running? I think they lost 96 whenever Orange Julius first came out.
Yeah, and I think Annie's, what's the pretzel one? I think they were runner-up last year. They're always giving them a close run. But 3 decades in a row, best kiosk.
Yeah, I feel like I wish the Taco Bell people would call for a meeting with the McDonald's people and say, hey, you don't have to give them all the ketchup, but you got to give them some, you pigs.
Yeah.
Look what we do. Look how profitable we are. Yes, are we serving borderline fucking wet dog food with lettuce and tomato on it? Of course, but that's not the point here, McDonald's.
It's not the point.
What about that cheese we put on there? Don't forget about the cheese.
And sometimes you get an extra bottom bun in the middle of your sandwich. I mean, you don't mind giving away the bottom half of a bun.
Of all people, you know what? How about this, McDonald's? Get rid of the third piece of bun in the Big Mac and start giving me 2 packs of ketchup, you pigs. I don't need, no one needs the middle bun in this country. Have you seen the average weight in this country? I'll tell you right now, I don't need it. That's why I always go with a double cheeseburger. I go with the 99-cent, whatever, the fucking double burger. And then I just say, hey, can you throw that on a sesame seed bun? Maybe hit it with a little special sauce and drop some shredded lettuce on it. Next thing I know, I have a low-carb fucking Big Mac, Todd.
Why can't I have the little boat of ketchup like at Chick-fil-A where I peel the top off so there's actually a dipping container full of ketchup for me to dip my fries into? Why can't McDonald's do that? Why are you going to give me a packet that somehow contains one droplet of ketchup?
When most of it just ends up all over the fucking area you opened it at. Guess what? Whataburger does that. I will shout Whataburger out for doing the cups of ketchup.
It's because they care about ketchup. You have to be passionate about ketchup. How are you not passionate about ketchup? You own a hamburger franchise.
That's why you got to go to In-N-Out. Guess what? You're in charge of ketchup at In-N-Out. You walk in, they give you little cups, and you go fucking bonkers, homie. How much ketchup do you need? That's how come In-N-Out's the best place. Whataburger looks like someone ran it over with a truck, and then they hand it to you, okay? Is it still taste good? Awkwardly, yes. But does it look like somebody might have fucking clipped over it with, like it was a curb and you're an 18-wheeler? Yeah. Never looks like the picture of Whataburger. In-N-Out's number one. But shout out again to Whataburger for having the cup of ketchup.
Yeah. I mean, it's pivotal. I mean, it's 2021. Aliens. We've communicated with aliens. We're making strategic plans for the future with aliens, and we're still dealing with ketchup packets.
I don't get it. I mean, we got Elon Musk gifting a car. He sent a Tesla to space for the aliens. I mean, here, that's called an offering, okay? And yet here we are, still balls deep in a ketchup shortage, knowing damn well that company is sitting on 50 kabillion packs of ketchup.
It's enough that I almost want to give up on fast food altogether. I mean, they've done nothing but let me down over the last 12, 13 months.
I'm tired of fast food. I'm out.
You know what I mean?
I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to get healthier.
Let's say I have $10 to spend.
Yes.
Which is what I spend every time I go to a fast food restaurant. Probably more like $15, $16, $17.
Yep.
And I'm going to destroy my body. And you're going to put forth zero effort to make sure that I'm happy while I'm destroying my body. I mean, climb up to that M. Start at one side. Take the arc all the way over to the middle. Go down. And then go back up on the other arc to the top. And then go down and hang from the other end, the bottom end of the M, and go fuck yourself.
So, you know, what can we do, though? I mean, what are we going to do, Todd?
I think we got to look at a better, healthier and more flavorful option from someone who cares when we look to spend between $10 and $15 on a meal.
I'm listening.
I think I have a solution.
Well, let's hear it, Todd. I'm all ears. And I'm sauceless mouth, too.
Restaurants, since COVID started, have been declining. It's documented, right? We were clearly, I mean, that was the number one concern of people during this whole thing. After Tiger King ended, people were like, what is the most devastating part of this pandemic? And they were clearly like the decline of restaurant food and quality because it's hard to keep good health. And I understand that. But my palate is suffering. My health is declining because of it. Mm-hmm. So
you look more pale.
I look to another part of our world that people don't normally associate with food. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, mixed martial arts.
So why wouldn't you go there? Those are the most dominant humans on the planet.
I mean, you talk about human beings that have to have almost ape-like endurance and strength and stamina. I mean, their bodies have to be a machine in order to operate successfully within their world.
Not just muscles. We're talking all the way down to the enzymes and stuff.
All the way down to the enzymes. To the very most basic molecule of their consistency.
You never seen an enzyme?
No, you can't. They're too small. But you know what? You need to worry about them.
Yeah, you do. Big time.
So what we did, we reached out. We reached out to one of our famous members of the MMA community. He's still a current fighter, heavyweight contender. Former UFC contender, now in the Bellator fighting series, Matt Mitrione. Meat. It's in the name.
The kid is all about that food. You know what I mean? It's about his body. It's about being ready, the enzymes and stuff.
We were like, you know what, Meat? Can you fix this? Like, our world's going to be in a tough spot if someone doesn't start turning this around. Like, I, too, wanted my body to be a well-oiled machine, a piece of machinery that can withstand any type of adversity. And he was like, let me work on it. What did he call us back? I'm like, I don't know, 3-4 months?
Yeah, called us back. And now he's up and running. They have a fully operational professional kitchen making prepared, delicious, healthy meals at a fraction of the price, Todd. Your name is not COD. See, the thing is that I had the COD from BenefitCustomMeals.com, and it threw me off, and I started calling. It was so delicious.
You've been calling me COD ever since.
I've been calling you COD, and that's wild, Todd, because you rhyme, but still, it's weird, but that's I'm eating better now. I'm more of a, you know, I'm on top of my shit. I'm a little excited, Todd, that I finally found a meal system that works.
I don't. And you were praying to COD.
Yeah, I was out there. I was talking to him.
Yeah. And so I know what people are thinking. They're like, you have a friend who is a heavyweight contender in MMA in the Bellator series, formerly in the UFC, and he's also like a chef? No, not exactly. But he's a smart man with a big heart. And he was able to land him a chef as a life partner, as a spouse. Granted, I don't know. I think she probably suffers some kind of vision impairment. He ended up with her. I don't know.
She's kind of a blockhead, but I'll tell you what. She must enjoy his intelligence because right now, we're going to hook it up for them. We've joined a partnership with Benefit Custom Meals, everybody. That's BenefitCustomMeals.com. They're going to be, you buy 10 meals on the website, you get 5 free. That's a $50 value on a flat $100 purchase. And we're talking about fresh, delicious meals, okay? This is about portion control as well. You need to control yourselves. And we are so programmed to overeat, Todd, as Americans. We're getting crammed down buffets and pancake eating contests. That's what we're trying to get against because that's where the weight gain comes into play.
And after talking to Matt, I mean, there are top MMA fighters that are in his network of friends that once they got a taste of the Benefit Custom Meals, they won't look back. I mean, this is all they're eating. And Matt's not one to sacrifice taste. It's got to taste good if it's going in my body. So he made sure that each meal that Kayla's knocking out of that kitchen is up to his standards. He has a very, very picky palate. And you know what? He was right because, like you said, the Oh My God, Becky, which is on their menu, that the cod, it's just phenomenal. I'm going to go through the list right now because these are the ones I've tried. Bird is the word. The chicken thighs, ground in-house. I mean, I'm not even bullshitting. Yes, he's our friend, and yes, she's married to our friend, but man, alive. I mean, this thing is seasoned to a whole new level, and what I like is you can control what it comes with. Like, you pick your vegetable, broccoli, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, whatever. You can get extra portions of that, an extra 2 ounces for another $1.50. And we're talking about a meal here that starts at $9. I mean, we're spending less than we are at the bullshit fast food restaurants.
Literally, it's like it averages $9 a meal with this deal. And it's actually less because you get five for free. And guess what, Todd? If you get online right now at benefitcustommeals.com, okay, and you use promo code GUNS, G-U-N-S, you're also getting snacks. You're getting five free meals.
We're throwing in snacks.
We're throwing in snacks.
I mean, it's not even part of the deal. What he said is he's just throwing in snacks. Like, what is throw them in there? Like, literally from across the room, she holds the bag open. He grabs snacks and starts throwing them into your bag. It's incredible.
And if you live in Indianapolis, there's a strong chance you might just fucking see Matt roll right up and deliver your meals to your door. It doesn't mean that's going to happen, but there is a chance that he'll do it. If you're an Indy, he's doing deliveries here and there just to have a good time and take up some time away from training.
He literally is unwinding after a heavy day of training by delivering meals. I mean, you might have a real MMA fighter delivering your meals. Maybe you'll get lucky and he'll show up in the middle of where your house is being burglarized and he'll beat the shit out of everybody that's trying to take your stuff.
And then he's going to hand you the Birdie Mac and Cheese, which is beef burnt ends rubbed with sugar fire barbecue blend and smoked, then reseasoned and smoked again, served with red lentil smoked cheddar, Cajun mac and cheese.
Listen, guys.
Good news. They're shipping.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
They ship, Todd. They
Holy shit.
All I said was that if you live in Indy and you go through, you get this hot hookup, 10 meals and receive 15, benefitcustommeals.com, there's a strong chance Matt Mitrione might even show up at your house in Indy. He's not going to drive to Denver, but they will ship. They will ship, Todd.
But you're telling me right now, if you live in a different part of the country other than Lafayette, Indiana or Indianapolis, Indiana, you can still get meals from Benefit Custom Meals?
You sure can, Todd. And that's only for a limited time. So get involved in this. 15 meals for the price of 10 plus snacks. And guess what? They put it together so perfectly that your 10 meals are going to come out with that promo code are going to come out to like $93 and some change. And then with the tax, it's rounded up perfectly to $100. So you're getting 15 home-cooked, delicious meals packaged and shipped to your door at a fraction of the cost. That averages like $6 a meal.
Holy shit. I mean, this is an incredible offer. It's an incredible offer. These are actually partners of ours, friends of ours, like legitimate, close, personal friends that we love very much. And we wouldn't recommend them to you if this wasn't, for one, an awesome deal, two, an awesome product. If it was a shitty product and we recommended them, they'd be like, oh, God, their friends just make shitty food and you would never trust any of our friends ever again. Listen, we've tasted it. It's incredible. Do it. It's promo code GUNS. As soon as they see you enter the promo code GUNS, they know the deal. You're getting five meals on top of the 10 that you ordered. You're going to spend exactly $100 and they're going to throw in snacks. I mean, let's go.
You're spending the money anyways, people. You're our friends, okay? Well, a lot of you are back in the jobs. You're back on the move. Life's getting kind of back to normal. You don't always have time to cook, so just show up. BenefitCustomMeals.com. and get the Guns Blazing podcast hookup. I mean, it's that easy. It breaks down to $6 a meal. You owe it to yourself. I mean, you're going to eat forever. Why not save some money for the next 15 and eat like a king?
And fuck fast food. Fuck them.
Yeah.
They're ruining our lives.
Man, Todd, that's the hookup.
Yeah, it is.
The Bernie Mac is nice. And yeah. Honestly, the menu creativity on the names of the recipes, wonderful.
I know. That's awesome. I mean, this is just love. It's pure love going in there. You can tell when Kayla's back there making shit, like, it's just nothing but love. So get you some. Get some of that love. Put it in your mouth.
Get some love, dude. I tell you, we got big weekend coming up. Big weekend. We're going to Wichita. We'll be there for the ACL Nationals, the second national tournament. We'll be the finals and the semis will be on ESPN2. That's this weekend from March 18th to the 20th. We're going to be out there. We got a show in Wichita. We got the Looney Bin. It's pretty much sold out already. But maybe you can, if you're in Wichita, give them a call. See if you can get on it. Probably not. Maybe we'll give you the podcast hookup and slide you in the back door if you're a cool ass dude and let you watch from the back or something. You know, we'll just say that you're with us.
Yeah. Or just show up to the event. You want to watch some cornhole? See us around, come hang out for a little bit, drink a beer, whatever. We'll be there. We'll be there drinking beer and having a good ass time. And we'll be with the 50 best cornhole players in the world.
The 250
best.
Which only breaks down to roughly.
I'm only hanging out with 50 of them. But
yeah. That's five per state. So put it in that mathematical situation. And then that's what you got in your hands right there.
Let's go.
Got Wichita, Kansas, the second national. I think it's Bag Mania.
Great name.
Yeah, it's Bag Mania, second nationals. Let's see what Damon Dennis can do. Can he repeat and take down the first two nationals of the year of the five? It's going to be, obviously, he's a front runner and a favorite. You know, there's a huge field of guys right now that it's really up in the air. Anybody can get a hot hand as long as you can keep your consistency up throughout the games. And then, you know, maybe you can lose one because you can always work your way up in the bracket. Some of these guys do that.
At any given time, as we all would tell you, there are 50 people there that could win that weekend.
It's a lot like NASCAR, I think. You know, you got your 10 favorites, you got your 15 favorites, but there's still a field of 40 that are ready to come from the back and take this whole damn thing. You know what I mean?
Not even to mention you and I sitting back in the wings, just waiting until we decide to come in.
Wait till they call our number, friends.
Watch out.
And then you got fucking Uncle Todd and Sean on ESPN going heads the fuck up for the national championship.
And they're going to have to start passing out belts when that happens.
Because we're going to be spanking fools left and right.
I want a wooden belt.
What's that going to do?
Instead of a metal belt buckle, I want it to be a little cornhole board buckle.
Oh.
And I want it to be polished wood, finished wood.
Have you ever thought about using your asshole as an airmail box?
I have. The neighbors were... They were seeing me play cornhole earlier. I was practicing, so I went and got a set. So then we started, like, they were like, oh, can we come over and play some?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but here, just from the other side of the fence, I'll just open up my asshole here and see if you can land a bag in here, airmail. And only seven hit it. Only seven.
That's nice. From what I understand, I saw the pictures. You were actually grabbing your cheeks from the outside and pulling them apart to make sure that it's a clean airmail to your asshole. And I thought that was very gentlemanly of you.
Yeah, I was using truck straps, and I would just anchor it to each side of the fence to make sure it was, you know, I wanted it fair.
Kind of like in Bloodsport when he made his legs go farther all the way so he could do the splits. But you did it with your ass cheeks, right, Todd?
Yeah, and I just kept cranking the chuck straps until, you know, it was painful, but worth it.
You know, listen, you're a man of the community. People know that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Play cornhole in your asshole, dude?
I mean, they kicked me off the community watch, but it's fine.
But guess what? That's because they want you to be safe in your asshole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good time in this neighborhood, let me tell you what.
It's a party all the time, man. Your fucking HOA is wild.
Yeah, it's wild. The rules are loose, e-goosey, and I like it. There's no permits for nothing. We do what we want here. What we want here.
One of my biggest closers early on, I had a joke about the Homeowners Association. I said, like, man, I used to go to parties in my neighborhood. Fucking shit was off the hook. And then all of a sudden, pop, 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 shots fired, party's over. I went to a party in a rich ass white neighborhood in Ahwatukee the other day, which is when I was in Phoenix. You know, I was like, I go, this is how parties get busted up in Ahwatukee. Everybody out. It's the homeowners association. Who didn't put the trash cans in? Damn, my boss is going to be so mad. That was my fucking closer, bro.
I love it.
Fucking old closer.
God, I used to have a homeowners association in one of the neighborhoods I lived in, and they were fucking sticking shit in your mailbox constantly. I had an extra trash can. I fucking, you know what? I had a big family, a lot of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Too many trash cans on the curb, they said.
Really?
Can only have two. And I'm like, but yeah, but I have three. And they're like, yeah, but you can't leave three cans out in front of your house. And I was like,
what'd you do?
I bet I can. I bet I can. So
they fined you, though, right? There.
I don't know. If they did, I never paid it. I don't remember ever getting a fine, but I always tear up anything that says HOA on the outside of it.
I know that some HOAs are hardcore. Like if you don't comply, they can take your property type shit.
Yeah, they can put a lien against your shit.
Yeah. That's a wild power to leave up to a fucking group of fuck faces that have say over an 8-block radius. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these pigs can take my house away because I didn't rake up my fucking sticks.
I bought a house in that neighborhood that had a fenced-in backyard. I live in there for a year. A year later, I get a letter from the HOA that says that they need a survey from me to show, make sure that my fence doesn't encroach anything. And I was like, I didn't put that fence up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it doesn't matter. We don't have a survey on file. We're going to need one. I'm like, cool. Why don't you book the survey? You guys pay for it. The guy can come out here and run it, and then you'll have your survey. They're like, no, actually, the expense falls on you. And I'm like, no. That's where we're mistaken. The expense, because if it falls on me, we're not getting a survey done. So they were like, well, but we can come do this or that. I'm like, you come do whatever you think you can do, but I'm not paying for a survey for this fence that existed here before I bought it because you guys neglected to make the person who fucking put the fence here, do it as it before it went up.
Thank you. Good
done.
Night.
Done.
That's the old mic drop.
Hit Boom. Him with
kiss the peace sign like Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, bro. I like that. Everybody get out. It's the HOA. Who didn't bring in the trash cans? My mom's going to be pissed.
There's not one president of an HOA that doesn't have erectile dysfunction.
I'll tell you right now. Listen. I think I got another people to kick out, Todd. If you run your HOA in your neighborhood, get the fuck off of ours feed right now.
If you're an HOA president and you're listening to this, you're done. You're done.
Off Pause the it. Feed, friends.
You're Pause gone. It. Hit unsubscribe.
You're gone.
You're done.
Unfollow us on social too, buddy. We don't need your type of shit. All your negative ass energy and shit. Taxing hardworking Americans because they didn't pick up their fucking sticks. How about this? Eat a bowl of shit. How
Eat
about
a bowl
that?
Of shit. Come through my neighborhood now. You know how many sticks are in my yard? All
a
of
lot.
Them.
All the sticks. All the sticks. All the sticks.
I just had an ice storm come through here. There's extra sticks.
Hey, guess what? Come see Todd if you think you're that bad. HOA. You know what? Gather up other... All you fucks can round up in from a county. Get a whole posse of HOA leaders. And then come see Todd. And guess what? He has so many sticks, he's got one for all your asses.
You know,
he don't rake them up. He don't rake them up where he lives.
You know, all the old members of the band sticks? Yep. Also in my yard right now.
Yeah, the actual fucking band sticks is in his yard.
They're out there doing a concert right now.
Yeah.
In my yard.
They just offloaded from the semis. And guess what they had to back in over to get to the stage? A bunch of fucking sticks.
A bunch of sticks. They had enough sticks to build their stage.
And you know what else they're going to do? They're donating to our cause. They're going to leave 2 pallets of fucking drumsticks for us to spread around the yard.
Yeah, for extra sticks.
Yeah. And guess what else they're leaving? Actual drumsticks from fucking KFC. They're leaving those sticks out there too so that when you guys pull our foots out of your asses and all the sticks out of your ass, you guys can grab a drumstick on the way out and fucking eat it because you're going to be malnourished from getting your ass beat by the anti-HOAers.
Yeah.
And you're also going to be tired from rocking out to the fucking band sticks.
I mean,
this ass whooping has a concert, friends.
Where it's all sticks. It's all sticks here.
Stick 'em up. It's going to be the Stick 'em Up Festival.
And here's the thing about the band sticks, too. they're not for everybody, right? They're clearly here just because of their name. But I enjoy the band Styx. But if you're around me, Sean, like if you're other people at my house may not enjoy the band Styx. That's okay. Because I'm a polite listener of music and I understand not everybody's into the music that I am.
Yeah.
Like you may not be into the band Styx like I am. So I'll keep that music to myself. And a lot of people are like, wait a minute. How are you listening to music in your house that nobody else can hear?
Yeah.
Wirelessly, bro.
Hello.
I wear wireless earbuds from Raycon.
Well, what else are you going to do? Not wear Raycon, Todd?
Yeah. Am I just going to blast Styx throughout the house for people that don't want to hear it? You know, I don't do that.
Because you know why? Because you have class, Todd.
I do.
And I'm telling you right now, Todd, I don't know what you're thinking, but whether you're an avid news watcher or seriously need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is going to be the easier said than done type of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. It's one of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for. I just put in my Raycon wireless earbuds and I start listening to something great all by myself.
And it doesn't matter if you're catching up on your favorite new episode of Guns Blazing Podcast or you're listening to one of your audio books because you're also damn smart. You're so much smarter than us. Mm-hmm. You're going to be powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist. A pair of Raycons in your ear can make all the difference, my man.
And what's so special about Raycons, you're asking? Well, for one, the quality of sound. Two, I have weird shaped ear holes and regular earbuds do not stay in there.
No.
I have to walk all stiff like this and I can't ever like shake my head to say no or yes to something. Cause as soon as I do, what happens, Sean? Boom, they fall
right out. You know, Todd, I find myself on airplanes bobbing and weaving, you know, throughout the terminal. I got beanies on sometimes, you know, and guess what? These Raycons are locked in. You know what I mean? They're just a perfect, no dangling wires type shit. No stems to get in your way. I mean, Raycon come in a range of stylish colorways also, Todd. And always check out this. It's always with a comfortable in-your-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they're not falling out. They're perfect, Todd.
Listen, the other day, I accidentally locked myself in the dryer. We've all been there.
We've been there.
And I turned it on for a full hour, 20-minute cycle.
Yep. That one sock in the back, you had to get it.
But what I do, I didn't panic. I was listening to Guns Blazing Podcast. I cranked out an episode and a half, and the earbuds never dislodged from my ear during all the tumbling. Mm-mm. And the heat didn't bother him. And you know what? The battery life, it lasts 6 hours. Hour 20 is nothing.
Well, he must have got hot in there. He must have been sweaty as fuck in that dryer for that long, Todd.
I was, but they're water and sweat resistant. So, hey, wear them during exercising if you want. Wear them if you lock yourself in the dryer. Who gives a shit? It's not going to matter.
Oh, you know what else I love is that their Bluetooth, it just pairs so quickly and seamlessly. Mm. Like you're on the side of a dryer tumbling, and the last thing you're ever going to have to worry about is trying to fucking go into your Bluetooth list and sync up because it's just going to happen seamlessly.
I mean, the sound's accessible to everyone. The wireless earbuds start at, first of all, half the price of other premium audio brands. Enough said. Like we've presented our case. The prosecution rests. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best offer in the industry, the best offer on the market. And for the price, you just can't beat them. So right now, what's your deal? Right now is what you're asking yourself in your head. You're like, yes, guys, sounds awesome. You made your case. I agree. But what's the deal? Come on. What's the deal? Here's the deal. 15% off all their products for our listeners. And here's what you got to do to get it. Tell them, Sean.
You go to buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. That's buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. GUNSBLAZIN. That's all you got to do, guys. And then you get your 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare because they're at 15% off, Todd.
Fucking come on. 15% off at buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. Do it now because you should do it right now.
Yeah, we're all using them. You know, everybody that listens to this, all 113,000 people that listen to this podcast, they all listen to headset somehow.
And if you're not wearing wireless earbuds right now where you listen to the show, let me teach you a little lesson. Motherfucker, cunt. Motherfucker, cunt. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Now your kid's ruined for life. You should have put on some wireless earbuds. Get on them right now and get yourself 15% off.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Lesson learned.
I'll tell you what, there's never been a better time to have a pair of fucking Raycons and after that little stunt.
Yeah.
Some would call that a stunt.
I would say the listener is to blame.
I'm going to go ahead and pour whiskey in this cup after that little...
I think you should. Pour yourself some whiskey. I picked up some Jameson cold brew.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at this... There's this big like wholesale like wine store here that's gigantic. It's the biggest fucking alcohol store I've ever seen in my life.
Another great racket.
And... I'm going through there and they have everything. At first, I just thought it was wine. I was like, but that's cool. I like wine. But I'm going through there and they have everything. So I found this Jameson cold brew. Oh my God, bro. It's my new thing. Like, wait,
what is it? It's cold, like coffee, non-alcoholic cold brew?
It's got the, you know, any of those like Cafe Patron and those where it tastes like a chocolate coffee kind of. It's in the freezer. Oh.
But it's still alcohol.
But it's Jameson. It's Irish whiskey. But it's got that cold brew flavor.
Yeah. Okay. I can get on board with that.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. I like that, man.
It's going to be my new shot of choice. I mean, I'm not going to be able to find it anywhere, hardly. But it'll be at my house if people come here.
I set up our bar upstairs. We got a little shelf. I had some leftover shelves from my apartment in New York with my, you know, if you've ever seen my episode, I did a little episode on the home bar, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hung it up with my drill that we bought when we built the fucking barn bar.
Mm-hmm.
I hung up a mirror. It's level as shit.
Nice.
And I set it all up with all my stuff. And I've been going over there. I walk up to like the goddamn Big Lebowski. My family's all in there watching TV. I get me a big fat mug of ice. Nice little tumbler, my Yeti, no free ads.
No free ads, but Yeti, superior product.
I walk over, I make a cocktail. I even stir it with a long spoon, with a swirly spoon, which by the way, I figured out, you're supposed to go like this. You know the movement people make when they do the whole, hey, you know what this is? This is the world's smallest violin or whatever.
That movement?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that with the spoon, the cocktail spoon. That's why it's shaped like that. So when you do it, it'll roll through your fingers.
Wow.
How about that?
And by the way, that's not the world's smallest violin. I've seen the world's smallest violin, and it's not that person's fingers. See? It's actually a violin that's smaller than all other violins.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Yeah. It's just the world's smallest violin.
That's it, straight up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find it in Ripley's Believe It or Not museums sometimes at places and certain festivals and parking lots at Catholic churches.
I'll tell you what else, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's another podcast that can fuck with us in cornhole. Like, unless it's a cornhole podcast and it says cornhole in the name.
Yeah, if you're a pro cornhole player and you do a podcast, we're not counting you.
Yeah.
We're talking about you're a podcaster who likes to play cornhole.
Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura can't see us, bro.
No.
Courts, bro.
No.
Not even close. Maybe the Pat McAfee podcast, but it depends on who his partner is.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever, he's obviously going to score points on us, but whoever his partner is not.
I would argue, just from what we know there, it's going to be tough for him to partner up and be now. He is a phenomenal player, so he himself can score a lot, but he's not both players.
Yeah, that's the thing about teams. Both of you got to be good.
Outside of the Pat McAfee Show podcast, I will argue that no other podcast that doesn't consist of pro cornhole players has a chance.
No, not one.
So
there isn't one podcast, and if you listen to another podcast and you think them two can fuck with us, tag us, because they can't. Okay, they can't.
I mean, we need to have a little best of seven.
Yeah, maybe we just need to all meet up somewhere and go and have a little fucking podcast cornhole tournament.
Hell yeah.
Guess who's coming out on top? Your boys.
There's no way that we lose that challenge. Mm-mm. But, you know, we will put steaks. There will be steaks.
And I mean that. I'm going to cook steaks.
We will cook steaks during the game. We're not just fucking around here. High stakes, too. Like, it's going to be a tall grill.
To be a very tall grill. It's going to be, and then guess what? I'm going to put that tall grill on like probably a 5 foot box of some sort. So it's even 5 foot higher grill.
And
so
you,
the steaks, I'm raising the steaks there. If you will.
That's raising the steaks. You're going to have to attend the grill from a ladder.
Mm-hmm. There's a strong chance I got to fucking hang a swing above the steak, the high grill. And then I'm going to have to swing from way from the left, roll by the steaks, flip them, swing by, get momentum, come back, reflip again.
That's how high the steaks have gotten in this challenge. So if you're up for it.
And guess what else? These steaks also smoked weed. They hit dab rips off of a dab rig. Guess what? That's some high stakes.
High stakes.
That's high stakes up high. If you know what I mean?
I mean, that doesn't get any higher than that.
Do the steaks get higher?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean, these, you'd have to cut them from a giraffe's back to get steaks any higher.
Even if you want to see the side of these steaks, you got to drive a 2 mile, you got to drive out 2 miles and then look back. And then you get up, maybe get an angle to see these steaks.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably still ain't far enough away and you better have fucking binoculars.
And airplane steaks don't matter. They don't count. No. You have what's cooked on has to touch the ground.
Yeah. You can't just be, besides, it's against FFA regulations for fucking make steaks on a plane.
Okay? They don't have
snakes on a plane. Okay. Steaks on a plane. I don't think so, friends.
I've had enough of these motherfucking steaks on this motherfucking plane.
And that's just how it is, man. Okay. Here's the problem these days. People don't understand that there's a little thing called boundaries. Okay. Maybe you guys haven't heard of them. Maybe you have. But here we respect them clearly.
Mm. Let's go. We're just putting that out there to all the podcasts.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And that's you too, Stretch. You're just going to be the Monday in our 7 day in a week, fucking 7 wins in a week tournament. You're Monday. You're the first one. Stretching the Follow D Money podcast, our homie in Indy, who we were both on his podcast, and he cannot roll with these punches.
Let's go, Stretch. Yes, you're 6'8". Yes, you're a monster of a man. We're not talking about a street fight or a slam dunk contest. Mm-mm. We're talking about cornhole.
Talking about cornhole, you probably don't have your own bags. And let me tell you something. If you don't even have your own bags, please cry. Don't even talk to us.
What are you doing?
Come on.
What are you doing?
You're trying to tell me you're fucking going to beat me at baseball? You don't even own a glove?
Come on.
Eat a bowl of shit.
Eat a giant bowl of shit. And then wash it down with some diarrhea. Double up on your shit intake.
Take the diarrhea that you ate from... that you had from before and then put it in a blender
and then
strain it.
Strain that all up.
Then drink that. Then drink it.
Drink it down your mouth.
Put it in blender with ice so it's nice when it goes down.
Yeah. Everything tastes more tolerable when it's ice cold.
Put a little brown sugar in there. Sweeten it up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little jalapeno. Get a little heat on the sweet.
Maybe before you pour it in the glass, take a little fucking Hershey syrup. And then just do a little swirl around the glass so it's like got a nice presentation. Then break some cookies up on top of it.
I like that a lot.
Like crushed cookies, like punch down on the pack of cookies and then take those crumbles and put them on your diarrhea shake that you washed down. I don't even remember where this was washing down.
Yeah, but you know what? Do it.
Do that.
Do it right now.
You know what else? Don't even use a regular blender. Go get the fucking nice one with the 6 blades on it.
Oh, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6 blade blend.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about basically puree at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And if you know, if you don't have diarrhea, go get a nice turd. Put it on a nice couple slices of rye and eat yourself a nice little shit sandwich.
Yeah. Why don't you treat it like it's a sausage or a hot dog? Why don't you put it on a bun, put some relish on it.
Sear it off first.
Cook it till it busts open in the middle. Start sizzling.
I got an idea. Put your gloves on. Fucking stuff cheese in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Then sear it off. Then put it on a bun.
Yeah.
Then have yourself a shit dog. A cheese stuffed shit dog.
Shit eater.
What do these people do to us again?
I don't know. But they deserved it, clearly. We're very passionate about it.
That's the thing about it. You don't get here if you didn't deserve it.
No. Absolutely.
I just, people don't get it, man. That's the thing.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
They don't fucking get it.
Oh, we're restocked on those shirts, by the way. We sold out. Obviously, if you tried to buy it, they were sold out for a while. So yeah.
All shirts are back in stock.
Not only do you don't get it, you didn't get it when you tried to get it because they were out. And thank you to everyone that listens because you're an army and yeah, I sold those fuckers out very quickly. But they're restocked now. So you can get on there and get you don't get it shirt. You don't get it, but you get the shirt.
Yeah. You know what else you can get? A pair of the Guns Blazing shorts are actually the sleeper on the website.
And it's starting to warm up now.
Leaper on the website, bro. Mm-hmm. I love those things. It's like having a it's like a bathing suit without that inner net shit net.
Yeah, because I hate the net.
Yeah, it's nice, but they're like a nicer material in bathing suit. It's something you just got to experience.
Like my thigh hairs get tangled up in that net sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
And I go to take them off, rip a thigh hair out. Jesus, nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that. We need them hairs.
I have no hair on the outside of my thighs for some reason.
I know why.
And I don't even have big legs.
It's the same reason you don't have hair. I don't have hair on the back of my calves. It's from police pants. Those fucking pants are tight and they rub thighs and calves if you have any kind of muscular.
Oh, I bet you're right.
I used to wear the same brown, whatever they were kind of pants. I'll remember soon. But there was these Wrangler style pant that were just the way they fit. They rubbed. They were higher. They came out farther in the front. Not a full bell bottom front, but like, you know, they came out to go to the boot with that built in crease. And the back of the calf just took. I had some fat calves back then, and they took the blunt of the force. And now I have no hair in the back of my calves, and that's why probably police pants rub your thighs if you got fat ass thighs.
I bet that's it. I bet I lost some during my career. I mean. It's never coming back either. It's gone.
You should stop wearing hats so much, Todd. How long do you want to have this hair? It's going to go away. Let it fly, Todd. Let it fly.
But I'd never shower. So that's a problem. I'm growing my hair out. So right now it just looks like a real greasy situation going on.
Don't talk to me about hair grease, my man.
I look like a Unabomber.
Have you seen my shit? I mean, grease.
But on you, it looks like sheen. It looks like you put hair product in. When you have like sandy blonde hair, you look like you like meth too much. It was what it looks like. And it's an uncontrollable situation there.
I don't know. I feel like they would have told me that I've been called a greasy fuck before. And I think that's because they don't think that it's hair product, Todd.
Maybe I'll just show the YouTube viewers right now what's going on. Do you see? Like, this is, I've had a hat on, obviously, but I mean,
that's a rough looking set up there, Todd.
This is some greasy shit. Like, we were talking about 3 days now without any shampoo or any kind of product in there to take anything off.
And that's rough, Todd.
I mean, it's
now if you're
there,
on YouTube, if you're subscribed,
shower and I get going, I just lost my glasses.
You look homeless.
It's getting there, but it's going to take a minute. Right now,
I just
look sick.
Let it fly. Here's the deal: if you're subscribed to our YouTube, if not, go ahead and head over to YouTube and it's Guns Blazing Podcast, no G in Blazing, and you'll see Todd's hair right there. Whatever minute mark that was around the 53 minute mark, 52, 53. You can see Todd's fucking wild ass little situation he's got going up there.
Little greasy hair going on. But I can't wait till it grows out because then I won't care. I'll just wet it and do this and it's fine.
And you're done. And you're done.
Until then, it's Hat City for me until it gets long enough. But I can't cut it no more. I kept like trying to grow it out and then I would go trim it up and they would trim it up too much. And I'm like, now I got to fucking start all over again. I'm just not going to touch it until probably December.
I'll tell you what. I just don't give a flying fuck. I just don't. My hair, sometimes I forget that I just put it up straight on top of my head and it's just looking like a waterfall. And I'm just out in these streets like, I don't even care. Like, I don't know what it is. The older I get, I used to care about my hair so much in my early 20s, growing up. Oh, I used to care so much, dude. Now, I don't give a fuck. But also, I'm not, your shit's pretty wild up there. I guess I could be a little more cocky because I have so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just a guy who don't give a fuck because I got a lot of it. You have a little different problem on your hands. But I say you let it fly until it can't fly no more, friend.
I'm going for it. People think I'm bald because I do wear hats so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, fucking when I do shows or whatever, they're like, we didn't know you had fucking hair. I'm like, yeah. It's like fucking like hats, bro.
It's like the guy lives in a goddamn surveillance van with a beanie on for the last 7 years. Can everybody just relax? Let them try to get out of that mode. It's going to take them 5-6 years to fucking come back to hatless normal.
I'll wear the beanie extra more though when I have long hair. When I had worked undercover and I had long hair, I wore the beanie all the time because the hair sticks out of there. And then I start a band. And that's when I start my band. And that's when everything really turns around and I start touring with the band and
start the van, work to a bus.
It's me on lead vocals. It's you on bass, of course. Mm-hmm. And we start touring the country. And if you are a podcast right now that thinks that you can out rock our band, then this is a challenge. Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer can't touch our band. I'll throw that out there right now.
Let it be known, man, that air bands cannot fuck with our air band.
Mm-mm.
We have the best air band in history. For sure. Air bands.
For sure. What air cornhole, too. Air cornhole tournaments.
We're going to do a virtual.
Yeah.
And I could, because in air cornhole, you could throw the bag through the internet.
Yes.
Into wherever you're streaming to.
The Invisibag that you created after you created the Invisiball. Yes. Now you have your Invisibag line, and it might take over. I think the ACL is looking at licensing it.
Yeah.
Right now, but we'll see.
But we're not settling this time. The Invisibag is going to be a hit, and we're not going to take a dollar less, a cent less than what it's worth.
Listen, here's the thing about invisibility. It can float. Like I had a dream that I was walking with the Lord, and I was along the beach, and I would notice as I was walking with the Lord that there was always footprints left in the sand.
Yeah.
And I said to the Lord, because at one point I noticed that sometimes there were two sets of footprints, and other times there was only one set of footprints. And so I said, Lord, you told me that no matter what happens in my life, that you would always walk with me.
Yeah.
Yet sometimes I see there's only one set of footprints. And as it turns out, that's always when it's the most disturbing or trying time in my life.
Yeah.
There's only one set of footprints instead of two. Why are you not walking with me during those times? And that's when the Lord said to me,
what'd he say?
It's during those times, Todd, that I'm carrying you.
Oh, shit, son.
And I literally have that hanging on my wall.
Do you have that hanging on your wall right now?
Wow, that's wild, bro.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm touched, kid.
I called him out. I was like, Lord, I was there.
Uh-huh.
You weren't carrying me. I was walking, dude.
Yeah. You fell asleep back there, kid. You had a lot of wine.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I was walking. That's what I'm telling you. I was walking on the beach. Mm-hmm. Nobody was carrying me. There was one set of prints. And that's when he was like, you know what? You got me there. Mm-hmm. You know, I was off doing something else.
Caught him slipping. You caught Jesus slipping.
He's like, sometimes I got to walk with Jared. He actually put this on his wall.
Actually thought it was me. He didn't even realize that I ran errands and shit and let you walk alone.
Yeah, you think you're the only person that I have to walk with? There's billions of people in the world.
Not to mention, I got shit to do.
Yeah, I got my own life trying to live.
Yeah.
Up here, I'm the Messiah. But I'm popular. What? I get invited to every party.
Every single party, always on the list.
So this is my message to all the listeners. If you look down and you only see one set of footprints, just realize it ain't all about you.
Mm-mm.
It ain't all about you.
It's not just you, my man. And guess what? Jesus been bullshitting. Todd caught him slipping. He wasn't even fucking holding you, man. He just said that. Mm-hmm. That just means this, people. You can be yourselves. Go walk. Walk the path. Make moves. You can think it's Jesus carrying you, but guess what? It's you carrying you.
You carry you.
Jesus is at the casino.
Jesus might.
He's at the craps table.
He might be at the craps table on a heater. He can't be there. You got to carry you.
This guy's trying to fund fucking famine, okay?
Things are tough for you at that moment, but he is on his eighth point. Hot shooter.
Let's go. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I think the listeners know what we mean. So
just means if you get hot on the dice table, don't fucking touch that person. You know what I mean? If someone's hot, let them ride, friends.
Carry yourself. Do us a favor. Carry yourself when the times are tough. Don't rely on somebody else. and eat right. Eat right, eat good food, and do it inexpensively with our very good friends at BenefitCustomMeals.com, promo code GUNS. All right?
That's it.
Is there anything else we need to cover here, really? I mean, I think we covered everything.
If people are taking notes, they're fucking overwhelmed. We're just going to be nice to them, and let's just call it an end of the episode. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's it. That's it. Everything we said was a bullet point. So,
bullet point city, kid. That's what this is. This whole episode. Run it back, guys. Get your notes up. And also go to YouTube and subscribe, please.
And we're done.